item on the agenda, White Point Cove Association, 106049. Mr. Woodward? Very good presentation, too, by the way.
Good morning, Mr. Bowman, members of the commission. We have another beaches and dunes ordinance project in Middlesex County. And fortunately for me, it's one lot away from the previous one because the airplane was down and I couldn't get any aerials. It shows up from last month. White Point Cove Association is requesting authorization to install 35 linear feet of quarrystone riprap, which will be a maximum of 10 feet in front of an existing timber bulkhead, which will impact 350 square feet of jurisdictional beach. Actually, as modified, it will no longer impact state-owned Sabiquia's bottom. It's not going channelward of low water as modified. I apologize for not catching that. It's at their property on Stingray Point, again, just down from where the Zohar Baptist Church was on Riverside Drive. And currently, it's just a coastal primary sand dune and beach permit required, not a submerged lands permit, as was the case with the Zohar Baptist Church. Once again, Stingray Point, the area in question is here. You come down General Puller Highway and over toward to the north. This is the White Point Cove subdivision or community. The subject property is in this little node here. It's the community access for the community, or one of the community access points. Last month, we were over here with the Zohar Baptist Church, where they replaced this bulkhead and had riprap to be proposed along here, a private residence in between, and then this community access point down to the river. This is the subject parcel, 35 feet along here between the existing new vinyl bulkhead and an existing revetment and stone groin. A little bit different angle. Where am I? Here, right here. You can see it's undeveloped, 35-foot right-of-way down to the river, an old timber bulkhead on the shoreline currently. Project plans, vicinity map. The original application indicated that the riprap would go channelward of mean low water. It was actually going to be a total of 20 feet in width, 10 feet channelward of the bulkhead, 10 feet behind the bulkhead. I went down on site, took a look at it. This is that same design, the original design represented in section view, existing bulkhead here, a maximum of 10 feet channelward. The indication by the plans would be that it would be channelward of low water. When I got down there, finally found a low tide, it was clear that even the original proposal at 10 feet out probably wouldn't be channelward of mean low water, therefore not on state land. Talked with the applicant and their agent and got them to redesign to reduce the footprint out onto the beach area from 10 feet to 6 feet. And again, coming back, this is basically the upper limits of the jurisdiction under the Dunes and Beaches Ordinance. Again, this is the access actually for Zohar Baptist Church. So at any rate, the riprap now is proposed to go 6 feet channelward of the bulkhead, only on jurisdictional beach area. Not a lot of beach, but it's beach nonetheless. These are the revised drawings I spoke of. You see now 6 feet channelward of the bulkhead, less than 10 feet landward of the bulkhead, and in section, mean low water being channelward of the structure, only beach and dune area being impacted. A maximum of 6 feet channelward with a buried toe, at least a foot below the elevation of mean low water, which is standard practice for such structures in these kind of environments. I'll just leave that up there now. Again, the subject property is here. It's fortunately not in the center of your screen, but close enough to Zohar that it made the picture. The construction will impact 210 square feet of jurisdictional beach. Since Middlesex County has not yet adopted the Coastal Primary Sand Dunes and Beaches Ordinance, You all are acting as that governing body. In their report dated November 16, 2010, VIMS indicates the environmentally preferred approach would be to remove the bulkhead entirely and align the revetment with the toe no further channelward than the bulkhead itself to lessen, or in that case would actually avoid, all beach impacts. The Department of Environmental Quality indicated the project will not result in any water quality impacts, or they should be minimal and temporary, not result in any discharge to surface waters. Therefore, they are not requiring a Virginia Water Protection Permit. My eval has no other state agencies commenting on the application. In fact, DCR sent their comments in yesterday. I'll add these to the record. There are natural resources in the area, but they do not anticipate the project will adversely impact those natural heritage resources due to the scope of the activity and the distance to the resources.
Natural heritage resources?
Natural heritage resources.
Like what?
I believe there's bald eagles somewhere nearby.
Okay.
But they're not within the actual project site.
I can go from Indian burial grounds to bald eagles, I presume.
So in summary and recommendation, the failing state of the bulkhead and the fact that the adjoining parcel to the west and much of the surrounding area is already protected by riprap appears to justify the design as modified. While the alignment of the revetment is slightly channelward of the existing bulkhead, staff feels the design as modified is consistent with prior staff recommendation for this type of structure in such an exposed environment. And staff believes it would provide a better tie-in from the existing structure over to the hardened shoreline to the east, the vinyl bulkhead. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project and considering all the other factors in 28.2.1403.10b of the code, staff recommends approval of the project as modified. As with Zora Baptist Church, we also recommend encouraging the applicant to nourish the beach area with sand, proper grain-sized sand, to protect the toe of the revetment. And once again, the placement of such beach-quality sand in this environment is exempt under code, provided you're not taking it from the dune and some other things. So placing sand on a beach would be exempt from further authorization under the ordinance. I don't have anything further. I'd be happy to try to answer any questions if you have any.
Any questions from members of the commission? Thank you. Is the applicant here or represented? Anyone here in opposition to the project? Seeing none, the matter is before the commission for action.
I move approval in accordance with staff recommendations.
Motion made by Mr. Lane to approve based on staff recommendations. Or second to the motion?
Second.
Second by Mr. Tankard. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you, sir.
Thank